What's up, guys and girls, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Geeky Clean Show. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Dan Howells, and I am joined by the musical mistress, Sarah Jane.
It's keeping.
You right, Sarah? How you doing?
I'm good. You?
Yes, I'm not bad at all. Now, for those who don't know what the Geeky Clean Show is, let me just have a quick reminder. Geeky Clean is mine and Sarah's talk show podcast where we talk about whatever we want. Usually it's broken down into three subjects, three topics, two that we both bring individually and one that we get from social media from you guys. It's either from Twitter, which is at It's a Dover, at Sarah Jane Hale, at Geeky Clean Show.
And hashtag GC Topic.
Yes, remember to use the hashtag GC Topic. All those will be on the screen at all times. You can also like us on Facebook, which is just Geeky Clean Show. Remember to like us on the services we come at you, which is YouTube, podcast, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Mm-hmm. We come out every Monday. Remember to like, share, subscribe, and just help get the message out. Because as much as we can spam you guys, it always helps if you tell two. If we tell two friends, and then you guys tell two friends, and then they tell two friends. So that always is going to help. So yeah, like, share, comment, and you know, we'll keep doing this as long as one person listens. I've always said that. As long as one person, that could be myself, enjoys this.
As long as we get one view.
It's just fun to do this. Yeah. So when if people find enjoyment in it, then I'm cool with that. But before we get into the first topic today, I want to take you back behind the curtain a little bit, behind the veil of production. Basically, this is going to come out on the 25th. Mm-hmm. The week after that will be the 1st, which is A, my birthday, and B, we will have gone past the 27th of April, which will be our 1 month kind of anniversary. Episode 6 will be our... like 1 month and 3 days or something.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is this very special topic because we haven't really gone too much into a backstory into the show. The first topic, we've talked a bit about guilty pleasures, but other than that, we didn't really talk about who we were, why we were doing this, or what we wanted to do it for. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be you guys can tweet in, can message us, can see us in the street and say, look, we want to know what this is about or what, why you did it or, you know, why you're so superhero focused and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's... just so you guys can get to know us a little bit more, maybe it'll be a good jumping off point for people who aren't regulars of the show.
Yeah.
So they could be a good introductory episode as well. So tweet us. Still use GC Topic. Save confusion. Yeah. And just anything you want to know about me or Sarah or the show in general. We've got loads of stuff planned in future. Like we've got other shows planned.
Yeah.
And all this. So we definitely want to keep this going. So if you have anything you want to bring to the table. And anything you want to ask us, then, you know.
Please do.
Yeah, please do. Don't feel embarrassed by it. Because the whole point is to, like I've said it before, is you're in the room. Like, you're our best mates and you're just hanging out with us. So that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we move swiftly on to topic one?
Yes.
Which is, I'm looking forward to this one. This is my topic. I'm going to start off this week. Mm-hmm. Now, see it. Imagine this in your mind's eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are Bruce Wayne in the city of Gotham.
Right.
Both your parents... are killed.
Yes.
Would you become Batman? We're not like in this hypothetical. Don't think of yourself as a 12-year-old boy. Think of yourself. You know, you're
a 25-year-old man.
But you haven't gone to Ra's al Ghul. You haven't started down that path yet.
You haven't done that yet.
So, forget about timeline. Just that you are Bruce Wayne, and
like
your parents have
just pre year one.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
But you're not in the mountains with Ra's al Ghul.
No.
You're not with the League. So, would you start off on the path to become the Batman?
What is it that actually starts him on the path to becoming Batman?
He just wants vengeance. He ends up going around the world, fighting, like, in prisons. And, finds Ra's al Ghul.
I don't really hold a grudge. And I'm a bit
Both your parents are gunned down in front of you.
And I'm a bit of a... So, I don't know. Honestly, I do find it quite difficult to relate to Bruce Wayne as opposed to Batman. I find it difficult to relate to Batman.
You find it difficult to relate to Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, I find it very difficult to like see things from his perspective. Huh. I'm not sure why.
Okay.
But if it was literally me as I am having gone through the events that he has gone through.
Okay, so the identity of Batwoman is now Sarah Jane.
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah Jane Wayne.
Sarah Wayne.
Sarah Wayne. I'm not sure. I don't think I would end up being Batman.
Here's my point.
What?
I'm gonna just interject there.
No, go for it.
Batman is worse for the city. Batman does not make Gotham a better place. Martha and Thomas Wayne did. They were good doctors. They got that monorail system. They were pimping that. Everyone had access to the jobs and everything.
Yeah.
They were generally helping the city as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Batman helping someone not getting beat up in the side of an alley is good, but it doesn't.
It's not doing anything. It's not for a the greater fix. Good.
Exactly. You got to think of it like if you had a leak or whatever, mm-hmm. you could put a bucket under the leak in the ceiling and you stop the issue, but you still got a leak.
Yeah.
If you tap,
exactly.
If you tape up the leak, you stop the problem at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which I think
you get rid of one villain, another one pops up.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
not getting rid of crime.
Yeah, exactly. You're still making. It's still a city.
Yeah.
Like Gotham is not a nice place to live just because Batman puts on a pair of tights, dresses up as a bat, and runs around.
Yeah.
I get that. I can see why he would do it, because I always view Batman. I don't view him as a solitary thing. I view him in the DC world. I
yeah.
see him with Superman. I see him with Aquaman. I see him with Wonder Woman. I see him all coexist in this one universe. Batman isn't alone to me.
No,
so
he's just
see
Gotham's protector.
So in my head, imagine it. Superman rocks up first. Superman's mm-hmm. doing this, and then Batman comes back and is like, "I'm a ninja. Like I've learned ninja powers." And there's a guy wearing tights. Like, why don't I do something similar?
Yeah.
Like, to me, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And in that world, I think I would be like, "Yeah, that guy's doing good. I'll do good." But the minute you see Superman, your vision of good is warped.
But what if you'd never had that training? You said pre. Year one, this is before he went off to fight and everything. Would you, if you were Bruce Wayne, Dover Wayne, would you ever set off on that path? Would you seek the training? Would you fight? Would you want vengeance?
I don't know. Probably,
I personally don't think I would step up to the plate.
But is that what it's about? Like, is it about... Batman has done good. There
yeah.
is no denying Batman.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All the Robins, Batgirl... Alfred, like all of them have done good.
Yeah.
But how much good can it be? Because there is that people can't, that the cops can't do. Like, he has the money and the technology to build this stealth jet and run a nuclear bomb out of Gotham into the ocean and somehow survive. Right? Should he not use that?
Yeah, of course. But that wasn't the question.
No, but it is and it isn't because he is Batman because of those gadgets. So, he has the ability to save, like, because Gotham, if at the end of Dark Knight Rises,
mm-hmm.
if Batman wasn't around, who would have got that bomb out of New York City, out of Gotham City?
Ooh.
No one.
No.
Exactly.
But the only reason it was him that stepped up was because he used to be Batman, he'd gone through everything. It, like, backtracks all back to the same thing. Your question is, would you ever have gotten on that path? And personally, I don't think if Batman had ever gotten... If Bruce Wayne was just plain old Bruce Wayne, that bomb may never have happened.
That's very similar to one of our third topics.
It is, actually.
But I think, yes, a Batman... I would like to think that I could be like, yes, I'm going to be the man to step up.
Yeah.
Because I am going to be the silent protector. I'm going to be the guy watching.
Personally, though, I think it would take a very specific type of person to step up. I would probably be there like, oh, someone should probably do something. But not the fact that I'd be too lazy, but I'm not powerful enough, I'm not strong enough, I don't have the access.
Forget about the abilities. Remember, this is all fictitious. There is no Ra's al Ghul. There is no
Gotham.
No,
I get all that.
So if we're saying like you can go down this fictitious path to get these abilities, like you could get them regardless of who you are. Like you can get in shape. You can get the power. You can get the money. You are Sarah Hale in Gotham City. Your parents have died.
Well, then I kind of feel like I'd have to.
But also anyone could get this ability.
Like yeah, okay. I'd kind of feel like I had to. I probably... Yeah, no, I... Me, it's difficult. It's really hard. Me, as I am, probably would never have gotten on that path. But if I'd started on that path, I would have seen it through.
Let me spin this round. This is meant to be our short topic, so...
yeah.
You're Clark Kent.
Right.
You are an alien from another world.
Yeah.
You find yourself under our sun. Mm-hmm. You get superpowers. You can run, you can jump, you can fly. This is not a parent being killed. This is a genetic
You have
change.
A genetic, like, advantage over everybody. See, in that sense,
would
that's
you
slightly
do
different.
It, like you don't have to train; you just are strong. You
I would,
have to
I
breathe.
Would again, I would feel a responsibility, but I wouldn't do it unprovoked.
So, if someone, like,
if no one ever attacked me, no one ever hurt anybody I knew, love, no one ever actually did anything to the city where I was, I probably would never step up. But the minute somebody did, if I knew I could do something about it, I would have to. I'd feel that responsibility. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting.
What were you going to say?
I think I would I'd like the good answer is to say, yeah, I'd preempt it. Like, fuck it, there's a Cold War happening in, you know, Ukraine and US, because we're basically there now.
Oh, yeah, stuff like that as well.
Well, that's what Superman doesn't just do, like, Metropolis, does he?
No, I know.
He's known for it, but, like, that motherfucker can do anything. Like, he literally can do anything.
That kind of stuff as well. I would interject, but only if I was needed. Like, desperately needed. Do you know what I mean?
I do, but who's to say? Like, someone's going to get mugged in Asia tomorrow. Like, I'm not saying you should go stop that, but who draws that line?
Mm.
Who draws the line of, I am needed, I am not needed, this is crucial?
I guess. That's a good point. But that's the problem, isn't it? That's where the police and superheroes always clash. Because the police are like, oh, we don't need you. And superheroes are like, oh, you kind of do.
The problem is you can't save everyone, which is why like, everyone holds a fucking grudge, don't they? Everyone's like, oh, he didn't save my daughter.
Yeah, but because he was busy saving the, like, 30 kids on a bus.
I mean, you see it everywhere. Like,
yeah, you can't please everybody.
Everyone thinks they are the center of the universe, so everyone thinks they should be given preferential treatment.
Which is kind of like, just to kind of like, not to avoid arguments, but just to kind of like, I would wait until I was needed, until someone actually, not asked per se, but it would be, you know what I mean, though.
Would you still go to school?
Yeah.
Would you just carry on?
I would try and fit in as much as possible.
Yeah, I just think, like, I wouldn't.
I don't need no geography.
Yeah, like who needs to go to school? Like, who need? Like, I'm 20. I'm gonna be 23 on the first, in like a week and a bit.
Mm.
Like, I know. Like, if I got these powers now, or if they just developed or whatever, like, fuck it. Like, I don't need a job. Like, I'm saving the world. I don't think I'd wear a mask.
No.
I don't think so.
Not even to protect me.
That should be another topic, though.
That's a very good topic. Would you wear a mask if you were a superhero?
Should we flash forward now to topic two?
Yes.
This topic comes from Paul Bailey. Commented on one of our YouTube shows. Because this is, by the way, I don't think we talked about this in this episode. We are going to now start doing the suggested topics.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saving them up for the last four episodes.
Now, so
what we didn't want to do was hit episode 9, 10, 11, 12, 25, whatever. Run out of a topic and be like, fuck, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
And become dependent on them. So we've saved up a few. And from now on, once a week. Not necessarily topic two, but we just wanted to break them up.
Yeah.
Like, just one topic is going to be suggested from someone. So this is from Paul Bailey. He commented on one of our YouTube show, episode 3, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
One of our YouTube videos. And this is what he said. He says, I've got an idea for a topic for the Geeky Clean show. Has there been any outstanding video game adaptations of superheroes? This is going to be a superhero-centric show, by the way.
Yeah. Which is fine.
But I think there's only one clear answer for this. And that's going to be the Arkham games.
Yeah. This is going to be a Batman-centric show.
Pretty much. But
that's my main example for my topic, too.
I want to change this question slightly. So, Paul, if you'll allow me. Has there been any outstanding video game adaptations of superheroes? Has there been any outstanding cross-media things? So
cross-media adaptations.
Has there been good comic movies, which is everything now, comic games, game movies,
vice versa. Okay.
So do you want to, anything come to your mind?
Ooh, games-wise, I don't really know. The only one I'd probably say would be the Arkham series. But again, I haven't played them very much, so you're probably better off taking
that one.
The
Arkham games are so good.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for Arkham Knight.
No, I'd like to give that a go as well. But the main one for me probably would be like superhero movies. And I'm going to say it again, I love Watchmen.
Yeah, Watchmen to is me, my that favorite is, superhero yeah. movie. That is how real super. I'm a little sick now of real superheroes. Like superheroes in, you know what I mean by real superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, give me that look. Like superheroes that are in the real world and it's all gritty and they got all the.
And it's relationships and yeah.
Yeah, like.
Dr. Manhattan don't give a.
You don't give no fucks. Dr. Manhattan, sick of yo.
Exactly.
But what I don't.
Like, I'm going to park up on Mars.
I just want a comic book film with a comic book feel.
Mm.
Like, I love Watchmen. There's a time and a place for it, but like everything now is just great.
I think Watchmen actually does that really well because they're not superheroes. They're just normal people who stepped up.
That might be what I'm
sick
of. So
that's why they still have real lives.
Yeah, I think that might be what I'm sick of now, though, in films.
What? Normal people
just
stepping
vigilantes.
Up.
Just vigilantes. Just like, show me some fucking mystical.
Yeah.
Like, I can put on a mask and hit people. Like, I can do that, though. That maybe that's why they're so popular, and this is way off the topic.
No.
If you go to a film, it's for disbelief. Like, you need suspension of disbelief. You need to be like, hey, we're just fucking watching the Man of Steel fly through clouds. And I think this is just dawned on me, but that may be the issue with the Man of Steel. Like, they tried taking this character that can just do anything.
They made him too human.
They fucking humanized him. Like, and that's just dawned on me. Like, they just said, oh, he's got a relationship problem with Lois Lane and fucking this, that, and the other. And they dramatized the human side of his life. Like, but anyway, back to the fucking topic.
Well, no, what I was going to say, along a similar vein, in the Avengers film, the newest one, kind of like the humanization against the, like, magic powers kind of thing. I loved Scarlet Witch in that.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, Hawkeye.
Yeah.
It's just a bit like,
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, there's a very clear power difference between these two people.
I get that he gives her a pep talk and then goes home to his wife. But do you really want to see that in a superhero film? Yes, it humanizes him, but...
You just want to see Scarlet Witch ripping robots apart.
Do you need him to be humanized? He's already human.
Yeah, and they did a bit with Ultron. They humanized him a bit. The best bit of Ultron was when it was kind of a zombie film, when they were all in the party and he's kind of... jaw hanging off and he's just like Frankensteined himself together out of broken robots.
Yeah, he's like developing.
And and then it just turns this big buff guy. We are in the weeds right now. It's so off this topic. Right. Okay, 16 and a half minutes already.
No, we're okay. We're fine. We're only on topic two.
Back to the original question. Sorry, Paul.
outstanding video game adaptions of superheroes.
Well, let's slightly change it to cross-media things. So, like, books to films. Comic books to films. Films to comic books. Like, we'd like The Flash and like Star Wars and everything now. Like, they're doing comic book tie-ins. And I'm getting sick of it. Like, I think we flood the market with too much of the same thing now.
Definitely.
Like, and you just need a breath of fresh air and everything, including films. Like,
a little bit of originality.
It never hurt anybody.
Originality.
It never hurt anyone. You just need to help develop new ideas. I mean, sequels and stuff like that is good, but the Batman games are awesome, right? They are probably the best superhero video games I've ever played. Batman Arkham Asylum, City, and I even include Origins in that because I know it got a bad rap. People said it was more of the same thing, but those games are great. Like, more of the same thing is not a bad thing. It's just, there's not original. But, like, they are nothing to do with the films. They're nothing to do with any of the comics. I mean
they've
it
got
is
their own
Batman.
Canon, really, don't they?
Yes. I mean, spoilers for the end of City. Like, actually, have you finished City?
No.
Then I won't spoil it. But, they took so much balls doing the end of Arkham City.
So they killed someone off then?
Yes, basically. And I did not expect it. And I put that game on a pedestal purely for the balls it took to...
I'd say Batman's probably the better example.
But, like, there wasn't a Man of Steel game. And probably because they learned they shouldn't.
That's a good reason.
Yeah, like, there was an Iron Man 1 and 2 on PS3.
What about just, like, comic book and books being turned into video games? I'm thinking, like, the Telltale series is now at the moment.
Well, that's a fucking awesome idea. Yeah. That didn't even cross my mind. Like, The Walking Dead.
Yeah, and the Game of Thrones one.
Well, Game of Thrones is awesome. Like, I love that Game of Thrones. And when they release episode 4, I don't know. But that didn't even cross my mind. Telltale games.
Yeah.
Have you seen, by the way, they're doing a Telltale's Marvel game?
Are you serious? Ah.
That's going to be good.
That is going to be really
really disappointing, because Telltale are doing a bit too much right now.
No. I think what they're doing is good. I think they're only gonna
Let's run through what Telltale have done. They've done The Walking Dead series 1 and 2, Wolf of Wall Street. What was it called? Wolf Among Us.
Yes, it's based off
Fables.
Fairy Tales, yeah. Fables, the comic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Game of Thrones, Tales of the Borderlands.
Which I need to that needs to get in my life.
And now this Marvel one, and Game of Thrones. That's a lot, but they do them really well.
They do.
Like, in fact, that's all almost identical to the same Batman thing. They take the ideas of something else and they just breathe new life into them.
Yeah, they don't just try.
Like, it's not, it's The Walking Dead. Gwen's, what's the Asian guy from Walking Dead called? Is it Gwen?
Gwen.
That guy is in it, right?
That guy.
He is in the first episode of Walking Dead. And then
Glenn.
He's in it. Rick's not in it. Shane's not in it. Laurie's not in it. Carl's not in it. There's just complete new characters.
Thank
in the
God Laurie's not in it.
In the same world. And that's the same with the Batman games. But yeah. Then you have the bad versions of it, which is going away from superheroes here, but Matrix 2, Matrix Reloaded.
They made that into a game.
They made Enter the Matrix, which is about Naomi and Ghost. And they're running around now. I love that game. And I actually say it's a really good game. Everyone I've spoken to in my adult life hates that game.
Yeah.
And it breaks my heart a little bit. But I didn't really have internet.
What about Spider-Man games?
So they had the original PS1 games. Were awesome.
Yeah.
They were so good. That was like my first foray into the Spider-Man universe. I love those PS1 games.
Yeah.
We had the...
Because they are still making those. Like, when I was working in CEX, I saw them for, PS2, PS3.
Then they had the PS2 games, which were based on the Tobey Maguire films. But one was okay. Two was f***ing revolutionary. It was the first game, and I think the only game that I've played was Spider-Man.
Mm.
If you were... When you web-swing in the old Spider-Man games, his webs would just appear from the sky. As if he was just... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, he was just swinging. But you could be on the top of the roof, and he would still swing.
Right.
That happened in Spider-Man 1 and 2 for the PS1, and Spider-Man 1 for the PS2.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In Spider-Man 2, they give this big open world, and they got swinging right. They did it.
You had to do it off buildings.
It was physics, and it was, you were a pendulum. And I forgot, that was so good. That was so goddamn good.
So there were quite a few good
there
video
are,
game adaptations,
actually. But then they ruined Spider-Man 3. And then apparently the Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 weren't very good. However, there are standalone Spider-Man games called Web of Time, Into the Void or Into the Darkness or something like that. They were f***ing awesome. You played as Spider-Man 2099, Spider-Man Noir, Edge of Tomorrow. I can't remember.
You're pretty much just naming Star Trek sequels.
But speaking of bad adaptions, made a Star Trek game with a film, and that was a third-person cover-based shooter.
I think the Star Wars games Star are Trek. A little bit. No, Star Wars. I'm on about now. They're a little bit hit and miss as well.
I mean, Pod Racer was awesome. That was probably the only good Star Wars game I played. There was I can't remember. This is weird, deep cuts now. But I mean, Battlefronts were good. I enjoyed those, but they were standalone. I think the minute. The problem is, in a film, it's a 2-hour, 1.5-hour
experience. Yeah.
A film, for people to not feel ripped off, is 8, 10, 15, 20, 60 hours.
Game, you mean?
Game, yes. Is
minimum 8 hours.
Eight hours?
Yeah.
The way people spent 60 quid on this, I spent 50 quid on this.
That's a lot of stories.
But you need. How do you take a 2-hour story and fill it up to 8 times that?
Side quests.
Basically, DLC. What you do. Yeah, and. Arbitrary boss battles and but I don't know. But to answer the
what about DC Online?
Yeah, but it's standalone.
Yeah, it's not canon, but that kind of thing. I think maybe that's what makes them better. Is they try and they take, like you said earlier, they take the ideas and they try and do their own thing with it.
What about the Harry Potter films? Do you think those were just? I mean, we haven't really touched books. I don't read a lot. 23 minutes.
Yeah.
But what do you think about the books and the adaptions of how you saw them? Because when did the first film come out, roughly book time-wise?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
No idea?
But I do remember book one is... The film for book one is pretty much word for word.
Yeah,
there's
you told me
a chapter missing. Book film two, they started putting in odd lines and missing out odd bits and scenes and stuff like that. By the time they got to book four... A lot of it was a completely different, what are you doing?
I don't know. But book four was what?
By the time you get to book four, there were parts in it, oh, that's unnecessary. Oh, they've missed a really important bit from the book, but they've put in this really random scene with Snape hitting them in the back of the head with a book.
I generally don't know.
What's the point in that?
That's a real scene?
That kind of thing. I think adaptations
Is that a real scene?
Yeah, it's not in the
no
book.
Idea what you're on about.
yeah, there's a scene in, it's probably the third or fourth film, where they're talking about going to, it must be the fourth film, talking about they're going to the Yule Ball, and Snape overhears him and he hits him in the back of the head with a book.
Why?
I don't know. I raised my arms like shrugging, then I realised you guys couldn't see that. Soz. But like this stuff like that, I think taking a storyline and running with it is much more tricky.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're going to want to put your own spin on it. You're going to want to like...
Well, I bet when you read Harry Potter, Harry Potter was not how Daniel Radcliffe sounded.
No.
There was a book called...
Funny enough though, I can always remember there is a character in Harry Potter that I imagined as the actor.
Really?
Who actually ended up playing him.
Who was that?
I got a feeling it was one of the teachers. It was either McGonagall or Slughorn.
Did you say Slughorn?
Slughorn is...
Isn't that the guy Ron has as a rat?
No, Slughorn is Jim Broadbent.
Who is Jim Broadbent?
He's the teacher who teaches them how to... he's the guy that takes over from Snape as the potions master. He's the one who collects them.
Isn't that Quirrell?
No, Quirrell is... The guy from the first film who's got Voldemort on the back of his head.
I have no idea. We are, again, we're in the weeds again here. I want to just end this topic because we're running long.
Yeah.
There was a film called, it was a Jack Reacher film. There was a book by Lee Child called The Hard Way. And mm-hmm. He writes this series of books similar to James Bond about this guy called Jack Reacher, military guy, blah, blah. Awesome read. Probably one of the only books I've actually read. But Tom Cruise wrote or co-wrote and developed and produced and acted in this film, and it was not very good.
No,
because like he put his own spin on it, and
yeah,
it's not how I interpreted it. Someone who went into it fresh would have probably been like, "Oh, it's an alright film." But yeah, Someone who already has a preconceived notion, I think, yeah, you always set yourself up to fail with book like comic book films. Comic book games or game films or
see that's the kind of problem I have with films where like actors who are the main character also direct, because they've got a very specific image of what they want themselves to look like in the film.
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, Tom Cruise is like 5'4", isn't he?
Yeah, that's generally not what the audience wants to see. You're just trying to make yourself look cool.
Yeah, definitely. You need to watch Birdman.
That was the problem with it. I do need to watch Birdman.
That is the core concept of Birdman.
But yeah, I think.
But yeah. Yeah, pretty much. There is always going to be discrepancies between what people think of them.
Yeah, but usually a little bit of originality is what makes them better.
So I always think things that sit outside of the canon. Yeah. DC Universe Online, Batman games, the Spider-Man games. I mean, they had the story, but they ran and did their own things.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're on topic three?
Yeah.
We went long on that one.
Okay. Question for you.
I'm ready.
Does the presence of superheroes give rise to the presence of supervillains?
So do superheroes cause supervillains? Yes. That runs directly into our topic. Well, we did it in the wrong order.
It does, yes.
But I think yes.
I think in some cases.
No, I think straight up yes. I think there's normal crime. This is how I see it in my head. There's normal crime. People are mugging people on the street. So descriptive.
Looting going on.
Say like there's just normal petty crime that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
A guy dresses up like a bat, hides his face, and says, back to Batman. Guy dresses up like a bat and says, "No, I'm gonna stop this." Normal guys can't beat him.
No.
He has proven that normal. He is above normal. Your average gang member.
Yeah.
What is the next logical step?
Yeah.
You need to make a superpowered person to take on this superpowered person.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
It's Mecha Godzilla versus Godzilla all over again. They had to build the robot Godzilla to fight Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, you need cause for the effect to happen.
Yeah. No, that's a good point, actually.
So what do you mean sometimes? Like, how does it work? How does it work?
Well, I would say, like, certain villains are just villains because they want to be. And then...
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
That was a terrible
act. Master Wayne.
Stop it. Stop talking.
Michael Caine.
Stop it. I think some villains just exist, and then those heroes rise up to fight those villains.
Give
me
an example.
Fine. Right. I can't think of one.
Magneto, help because of Xavier. Joker, help because of Batman. Like, Venom, help because of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, And I think that is the main clause to this sort of story arc. You always help create what defeats you. You trust someone, they get close, they fuck you up.
I'm going to spin it a little bit. I think superheroes bring supervillains out of the woodwork.
Do you think they're already in making?
Yes, I think they wouldn't be a supervillain without a villainous personality.
But then that person is just a dick and nothing else.
But they still exist. They're still there. They're still evil. They just think, like, the Joker was sat there like, ah, Batman looks like fun to fight.
No, there was no Joker.
There was a person who would become the Joker.
No, what happened was, you never learned his name. He's a comedian. You need to read The Killing Joke. What happens is there's a comedian, a failed comedian. Mm-hmm. He's like late on, this is apparently now just Killing Joke 101. Mm. But he's late on his like payment or his rent or whatever. His wife's pregnant or sonning. Like he's in debt and these mobs just come up to him and basically say like, look, you do one job with us. We need like a random person. You help us out. You're never going to have to work a job again. You're going to be set for life. Mm. Bit of persuading. He says, all right, why not? Mm. What happens is they go to the Ace Chemical power plant. They say, you need to put this mask on to conceal your identity.
Is it a clown mask, by any
chance? No, it's the Red Hood.
Of course.
He's running around. Batman rocks up and says, like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Thwarts them, kicks
the would-be Joker.
The would-be Joker into a vat of chemicals. Mm. The chemicals react with the mask or the polymer of the mask or whatever and himself. Bleach all of his skin white.
Turns his hair green
and he fucking loses it. Mm. Also, I think his wife died or something.
Yeah.
At some point. And it breaks him and he turns into the Joker. Mm. That couldn't have happened
without Batman. Another perfect example, Ultron.
Exactly.
They literally created
him. They make Hank Pym in the comics, or Tony Stark in the film, makes him, or helps develop him, for the betterment of everyone. But it's a little bit different.
It was a little skew if.
It's a little bit different in the film, Ultron, because Scarlet Witch f***ed up Tony Stark's head to make him think. Remember he sees all them all dead?
Yeah.
That big Chitauri worm comes to life, and everyone's dead. And then
I still think it would have, whether she'd done that or not, I still think he would have ended up trying to
mess with it. Well, no, because the whole point is he then goes on this massive binge to be like, how can I stop this from happening?
Yeah, no, I still think it would have happened whether she'd done that or not. I think she definitely gave him a shove. I'm not arguing with that, but he's an inventor. He's the kind of guy who's like, ooh, new technology, see what I can do with it.
Yeah.
I think Ultron, going by movie canon now, I think Ultron would have been created whether Scarlet Witch had even existed or not.
I disagree there.
Yeah?
Yeah, most definitely. Mm. That might be the one exception to the rule. I see that as the one exception to the rule. But I have just finished watching The Spectacular Spider-Man. The show. It's fantastic. So I recommend everyone go and watch that now. Mm. Two series. I'm so disappointed that there's not going to be a third.
Green Goblin existed without Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of a way if that's not true. I think that might be correct. But what I'm talking about is the, you know, the Rhino?
Yeah.
And you know Sandman?
I know Sandman, yeah.
They are, in this, they are two just kind of mates. They're jewelry thieves. They're partners, right? First couple of episodes, they're just normal people, right? Mm-hmm. They keep getting thwarted by Spider-Man. And eventually, they say, like, we need a way to beat him because he has abilities we do not.
Yeah.
He's already up the stakes where normal people just don't cut it anymore. So they improve themselves and become Rhino.
But again, that's
Sandman.
Villains to supervillains. That's the step up.
But
they were already evil. I do agree with you. I do think superheroes cause supervillains, but there's got to be an intent.
You think supervillains cause superheroes?
No, other way around. Superheroes cause villains, supervillains. But there's got to be a level of intent there already. For me, I think it's a personality trait.
I don't know, but then explain Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn was influenced by the Joker.
But, like, she was a good person. Her whole point was to be like, I work in Arkham Asylum to make people better. The least villainous thing you can do.
Yeah.
She got mind f***ed
for the
Joker.
She became a supervillain because of a supervillain.
Yeah.
Like.
No, but she didn't have the villainous intent.
No.
So I don't see how that helped your thing.
Oh, no, I didn't. Not in all cases. But I was just saying, the examples that you gave, they were already jewelry thieves. They already wanted to beat Spider-Man. They just didn't have the means.
Well, Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock, wasn't it? Venom.
Venom. Is he the guy that... He's the photographer, though, right?
He... yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
He loses his job.
He's a rival. He's Peter Parker's rival.
that's not a villainous intent. Like,
no,
that,
but...
Just because I don't like someone doesn't mean I'm going to go smash up a f***ing shop and kill people just to get their attention.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just... He already didn't get on with... He blamed Spider-Man for, like, losing his job and whatever, didn't he? Because, you know...
pretty much.
Again, he was already... He already held a grudge. And he didn't have the means to do anything about it. He didn't have the intent to do anything about it. But that's what Venom... That's what the symbiote did.
Yeah, I get me. You.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I think I get you.
The symbiote was the means
to get their way.
Yeah.
If you want. Yeah, I get you.
But I do think...
You've got to think the symbiote and Eddie Brock are two separate people. I mean, they even speak we.
Yeah.
So, like, they are a union. So if they both were... I get you.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, should we wrap this one up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening to us, guys. I think we've gone off topic a lot today, but
yeah,
it's been a good one. I've enjoyed it. It's a conversational show. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. As always, we come out every Monday on services like YouTube, SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes. You can suggest us topics. I remember suggesting topics for the anniversary episode, which will be airing on the 1st. This will be what this week, and then it'll be the week after. It'll be the 1st, right?
Ask us questions.
Anything you want to know, and we're gonna, you know, start answering stuff. Hopefully,
we use that as like a third topic or something.
Yeah, definitely. Again, at It's a Dover, at Sarah Jane Hale, at Geeky Clean Show. Remember to use hashtag GC Topics just so it's easiest because we get confused by social media. other than that, thank you very much, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Bye.